What dark deeds unfold on the streets of Arkham? And which unwitting souls, innocent or impure, will succumb to the maddening call? The Call of Cthulhu.
Experience the unknowable horror and black comedy of Nerdy Show's Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, an RPG audio drama. Find it at CthulhuMystery.com or wherever you procure fine podcasts.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Are we doing this shtick again?
I'm Boar.
I'm Cap.
Did you guys plan that?
No. Nope.
That was odd.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Trench, and according to this hot sauce packet, you're going to want more of this.
Woo! Because we're on fire tonight.
We are clearly burning it up already. And we've got some kindling for that fire, and that fire is some garbage that Boar bought from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I got Mountain Dew, Game Fuel, both Tropical Smash, and what was this other one? Arctic Blast Burst. Burst flavors.
I wish they were paying us for this.
You know, it used to be like, you know, they'd have blue and red, but now it's blue and yellow.
Cool, with air quotes.
And they're promoting both Forza and
Xbox
Shadow
One.
Of War.
So that's a gamer fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you want a tropical
Get it. They put a video game on the front, so it's now gamers will drink it.
Right.
Because they didn't drink Mountain Dew before.
Right.
And then people
Welcome
on
the
podcasts
last 10 years.
Will talk about it and help their marketing effort even further.
But they're not paying us, so why? Why are we doing this? We're doing it because it's weird shit, folks. And as soon as you tell us to stop eating garbage on the show, we will stop eating garbage on the show. I don't know. It's been a weird couple of weeks. We hope you enjoyed the intermittent Nerdy Show Book Club episodes. Remember, our next book that we're reading together as a community is Futuristic Violence and Fancy Suits by David Wong, the author of John Dies at the End.
Is he related to Kevin Wong?
We can only hope. Kevin Wong, of course, the famous author of Heroes of Destiny, Book 1.
So there's two Wongs?
Two Wongs
do
make
they
a
make
right.
A right? Okay.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Oh, man. Brandon, what the fuck have you been up to?
Oh, I was really hoping you weren't going to ask me that today of all the days, the anniversary of that day where I didn't know what I was doing.
Wait, let me look
Isn't
on the
that
calendar.
Every day for you?
No. It's Facebook.
Oh, according
Facebook
to the calendar.
That's
true.
Facebook made a video saying, remember that day 5 years ago on this exact day where you didn't know what you were doing and you can't remember anything interesting this week? That's this day. This is your anniversary. And then you liked it zero times. That's what I did. I did see a movie. We saw a movie. You and I saw a movie, Boar.
We did.
Yeah, we thought.
Would you saw Thor Ragnarok?
It's pronounced... I'm sick of people saying Thor. It's called Tor. It's pronounced Tor.
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok from Tor.
So how was Ragnarok?
That happened at least twice in the movie, by the way. That's all you need to know for
well,
this
good.
Review.
I mean,
spoiler-free review. That sound.
It was advertised. I mean, it'd be like if, you know, for example, Inception, they had the Inception trailer and it didn't have the, you know, the big bass sound in it. It would be like if that happened.
I feel like every time I see a trailer and they're playing music, you don't really expect that song.
But you always expect Imagine Dragons.
Ugh. Did that happen?
Only in like 90% of movie trailers these days.
I hate Imagine Dragons. There's no dragons in any of their songs. There's nothing to do with dragons. But anyway, yeah.
That's bad advertising.
Star Trek ruined it because they had the trailer with Beastie Boys. I'm like, well, there's no way that's going to be in the movie. And then it was. And now everyone's doing it. Now they're just using the same music in the trailer.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was really good.
Then why the fuck do you care?
I don't.
Are we talking about it now? Because
I was just saying what I was doing.
All right,
and
so
that's all I did.
In this episode, look forward to a conversation about Thor Ragnarok coming soon to this podcast, very close to you, wherever you are.
Look, you asked me what I was doing. That's what I did.
In the episode of Nerdy Show that you're listening to presently, you'll hear Bor say,
repeatedly. You had a Halloween party.
Only if we're talking about Thor Ragnarok.
You had a Halloween party at your house, Brandon. That's something you did recently.
Yeah. I mean, it was mostly Denica's, but I was there.
I was there.
You were there. Oh, that was
Bor
great.
Was there.
I was there.
I don't... Yeah, I mean, you weren't there, but Evil Morty was there.
Yeah, I Evil Morty took my place.
That was a good Evil Morty costume.
You guys definitely hogged the couch all night.
I spent $8 on that costume because I didn't own a yellow shirt.
Trench did.
But you did own an eye patch?
No, I also didn't own an eye patch. That was $2. But the shirt was only $6.
I guess most people don't know that Trench is about 10 feet tall. Mm. So he was wearing a Slenderman outfit and people didn't know him and he would just stand randomly in different places in the house. There was literally one part of the party where it's really dark and we have a hallway and there were floating candles up top. And at the very end of the hallway, you could barely see. He's just standing all the way in the back near my bedroom door, like 15 feet away.
Only because you wanted the photo op of me doing it.
It was really good. There were other times you stood just right next to the front door and people didn't
Again,
know
because
you,
you wanted me to. I don't just go to your house and just stand there.
But that would have been great.
You do go to his house and you make his dreams come true.
You do. I do want you in my backyard someday when I least expect it. Like not anywhere near Halloween, just standing there. And not even with your outfit, just standing there as you in the backyard.
Nude.
In the dark of night with no clothes on. Yeah, that's what I did. Thor and a party.
Woo! Sounds good.
I also drank a bunch of gin before I got here, but I'm thinking mellowed out now. Those Doritos Crunch Nuts were disgusting, and those sobered me right up.
Oh yeah, that's another thing I brought is Doritos Crunch Mix, which contains Doritos Crunch Nuts, which you can buy the Crunch Nuts on their own, and they come in both nacho cheese and Cool Ranch flavors.
If you put the Crunch Nuts in a cereal bowl and then use Mountain Dew Tropical Smash as the liquid to eat them, both of these things.
Folks, I'll get a bowl right now. Who's up for it?
I'm up for it, but he'd have to waste all of the stuff he bought, so I don't think he's up for it.
I mean, if you're going to eat it,
we could try one spoonful.
Say we go with the Cool Ranch and then the Arctic Burst.
Yeah, pair blue and
because
blue.
Because blue and blue go together.
So let me get this. So we're going to get the Doritos Crunch Mix Cool Ranch and then pour Mountain Dew Arctic
Burst. I was
looking
forward to just drinking that, but
we'll just do a little bowl. Cap, should I get a bowl and some stuff? Can we pause this?
Yeah, let's pause
All right, I'll be right back.
And we're back.
All right, so I'm pouring some of this Crunch Mix.
This is an audio show, so the Foley is very important. Be sure to pour. I want to hear
plink 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 plink.
I mean, we picked.
I like how you're like, I'm gonna do a little bit, and then you just like pour the whole thing in.
I poured 3/4 in. Let's open some of this Arctic.
There's
burst.
Nothing left in this bag.
Let's at least here pour some back in, Bor. Pour some back in, so you can have some for later. Your gross ass Cool Ranch shit. Let me open this.
Hey, write in. Do you like when we do this stuff? Because we don't know. We have no idea what your opinion of this is.
Bor doesn't like when we do this stuff. He's trying to pour.
He's
upset that I poured that much into the bowl and
listen,
trying to pour it back.
I don't. If you eat this much, I'm going to be very impressed.
We're all taking a spoonful, right? That's how it works.
No.
Yeah. I thought we agreed on that. All right. Cap, you and me then?
I mean, we do have your power of attorney.
So I'm pouring the disgusting blue Mountain Dew flavor I've never heard of with Game Fuel and Shadow of Mordor on it into the bowl. Oh, it's foaming. It's foaming a lot. It's yeah, it's like I should have done this. Oh, the smell. It's turning green. It was blue and it's turning green actually. Are you ready for this? The smell is fucking rancid.
I'm having some kind of chemical
reaction
going on.
Look at this, Cap. Look at this. There's like bubbles. It's like it's like fake plastic bubbles.
It's like, yes, it's like a
oh, this, and look at that. It's
this
really,
is, this like is what transformed salad. The Toxic Crusader.
fuck. I'm glad I have tomorrow off. So, well, let me make sure I get enough Mountain Dew in the spoon so you can see that. I got two nuts in the spoon. Here we go. I'm not commenting. I'm handing it to Cap.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Oh, God. This looks disgusting. Oh!
It's not that bad.
Oh, fuck me.
Trent, you want some?
It's legitimately tasting garbage.
I'll give it a try. I mean,
you know when you find random peanuts?
I ate goat in Afghanistan. We'll see how this goes. I mean, hopefully it's not
worse. That was cooked. But I don't know how that has any bearing. But
this is terrible. Durian was only slightly worse than this.
Oh. Oh. You've eaten worse shit than this. You're handling it well.
Oh.
You know when you...
But now that I'm just chewing Crunch Mix, it's fine.
You know when you find random food on the floor of like a trucker bath stop?
Yeah.
A bath stop. where people bathe you in the bath stop.
Yeah, that's called it's a table shower.
This is what I imagine it would taste like if you ate random food off the bathroom floor
in
the truck
stop. It was putrid. It was like fucking terrible. Never do this.
If we leave it for two days, will it become yogurt?
Again, I ask... Do you like when we do this? Because if so, I would gladly... we'll keep doing it, but if not, I will gladly stop.
It is turning one of my favorite colors, though.
It's a beautiful shade.
Yeah, it is.
It matches
is.
Your
like
shirt.
Like seafoam green, almost.
You sure you don't want to get on some of that boar?
Boar, you're missing out.
I am totally, totally
you like
sure.
Both of these products legitimately, but...
I don't even know. We never tried the...
Do you need to add some tropical smash into that to even it out?
No.
All right, it's going to sit here. Listen...
I just fund these things. I don't actually participate.
God. Oh, my head hurts.
Oh, fuck me.
Anyway, so that's what we just did.
But honestly, I wouldn't blame you if you wouldn't fuck me because of the stupid things I do. Why do you want to be with that?
I just tried the blue flavor, though, like by itself without Cool Ranch flavored crunch nuts in it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's not that great by itself. So.
I'm going to drink this out of the bowl. Hold on.
I stopped filming. Why are you doing this?
Because I need to wash the flavor out. It tastes like Mountain Dew, but with nuts in it. Like Cool Ranch nuts. No, I'm good. I'm not having any more of that shit.
It tastes a lot worse than... God.
It's like it's like you poured Mountain Dew into actual milk with nuts. Gross artificial nuts.
Most of the like awfulness of that comes from that Mountain Dew.
Yeah, the Mountain Dew is actually not very good on its own.
Well, what's the flavor?
Arctic Blast.
Burst.
Stay the fuck away
tropical,
from that.
It's Tropical Blast.
It kind of tastes like
Tropical Smash,
version of those old, you know, like the popsicles you used to get that, you know, you'd freeze them and they're in those little plastic tubes.
Sure. Freezy pop.
Yeah, it tastes kind of like the blue ones from that.
Oh, I love those. The artificial blue.
Except for not as good.
Well, we just lost our sponsorship, so there
you go. The sponsorship we didn't have.
Well, we were trying.
We weren't. But hey, if you want to hear us eat some Doritos, look forward to the Dungeons and Doritos Q&A 2 coming soon to Nerdy Show. We don't have a release date yet, but...
Will there be Crunch Mix with Mountain Dew in it?
There will not. That's a unique experience you can only have in this particular episode of Nerdy Show, and I sure hope never again.
I'm going to just go ahead and say that stay away from Arctic Burst and get Tropical Smash if you're in the market for game fuel. go for the yellow, not the blue.
Oh, my nose is all runny now. It's weird.
Yeah, this one's infinitely better.
Trench, what have you been doing?
I went to Brandon's Halloween party.
Hey, we just talked about that. Let's talk about it again.
Coincidence.
So what happened out there? Were you dressed as anything? No,
no, I wasn't, actually.
Skinny man. You were a skinny man.
Otherwise, the most notable thing would be I had my first experience with VR recently.
What did you play?
Played the Rick and Morty VR game.
That's right. I was there.
The hentai waifu simulator.
I did that here at your house.
Uh-huh.
While John was here.
I was doing something else at the time.
You were fixing your computer.
That's right.
It was okay. Mostly just because it was Rick and Morty. And I enjoy Rick and Morty. If it had not been, and I had a desire to play the Rick and Morty VR game, had it not been that, I don't know that I would have enjoyed myself at all. It was basically just kind of a reinforcement of my standpoint of...
Of your bias.
Of just meh and kind of general...
With VR?
Yeah, I'm not really that...
Or just everything.
Both.
Just everything in general?
No, I've not really been on board with VR, mostly just because the technology I don't feel is there yet. It's, you know, it's still very early on. And, you know, I understand the whole, you have to have... the natural progression of things where you can actually get to the good stuff, but just where it's at right now, it just doesn't interest me.
What are you, some sort of a resolution whore that really hates the screen door effect? I know some of those people. Ugh.
No, it was just, I'm not really a fan of having to strap a bunch of crap to myself. That.
Yeah.
And
strapping stuff to yourself?
Well,
I love strap-ons.
That's true.
That is a different conversation entirely.
When you strap things to your body, they're called strap-ons. When I strap a backpack to my back, it's called a strap-on. Anyway, what were you saying?
Just when I was in the army.
Well, he had a head strap on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in the army, you know, your gear is easily 80 pounds of shit minimum that you're strapping to yourself. So the whole,
you eight know, ounces of stuff on your head was just too much.
Too much, yeah. But that's more like I can't remember what the thing is called, Cap. The
HTC Vive?
No, the experience that you're kind of all about it's the Ghostbusters thing, and now they're doing a Star Wars thing.
Oh, yeah. Void, Secrets of the Empire, is a new virtual reality experience coming this December to Disney Springs, and then in January to Downtown Disney in Los Angeles. And it is a self-contained VR system that is in a backpack. And you actually walk through an environment that's a fully formed. It's the same environment that you're seeing in the glasses, at least in shape.
Oh,
like, so you can touch a wall.
I saw about that a long time ago. They're bringing it nearby.
There's an escape room like that that I saw a long time ago that was in development, where it was almost like an escape room, but you're in like almost an RPG fantasy dungeon, and the wall looked like just like polygons and hexagons and shapes, but there was no form to it. But when you put on your VR, you were like walking through an actual dungeon.
Yeah, we discussed it on Nerdy Show years ago. Yeah. Well, now earlier, like last year, they partnered with Ghostbusters to do a Ghostbusters experience at Madame Tussauds in New York City. And now there's one going to be in Orlando and also Los Angeles. It looks incredible. You play rebels doing a secret operation on Mustafar, acquiring some Imperial tech. You're going in disguise as stormtroopers. I mean, you can look down at your hands and you see stormtroopers' hands.
Do you have to follow the plot of what's going on, or can you just run away or go?
It's an interactive experience.
Oh, so cool.
But it's like, basically, until we're at the point where we have The Matrix or Holodex, I'm really not interested.
I mean, I've got a hammer drill if you want to make a port in the back of my skull. We can start this. What kind of cables we have in here that I can use? You have like coaxial or like what? What do we got?
Got some quarter inch cables.
Just plug a USB in there. You're ready to go. That's how it works.
The headset was just really uncomfortable. And it was set up for Cap, who wears glasses, and I do not. So things were blurry.
Well, the first time I ever tried VR, it was really terrible, blurry experience when I went to E3. And I lied to the person. I was like, "Oh, this is great." Oh, I felt bad. And they adjusted it 5 times, and it was like, it was the one where you're
adrift.
Yeah, and it was like, it was a really cool experience from the blurry part I could see, but it was so blurry, and I was getting a headache, and I was like, "Shit, I don't know if I can do this again." But when I did try VR again years later, I really enjoyed it. So maybe you gotta try it at least twice.
First time I played VR was at a thing called Blockbuster Golf and Games, which is run by Blockbuster Video.
Wait, okay, I lied. That was the first time. And then I tried it again 15
years later. This is in 1993,
later.
I want to say, and it was a terrible game.
We've mentioned this like 10 times
on
the show.
Have we? This specific thing?
Well, Blockbuster Golf and Games and the weird VR thing you're in, which was horrible polygon graphics. You shoot like lizard men running by.
Hey, you moved
by. I feel like I played like the original Jedi Knight game in VR. At like Six Flags or something.
You've said that too.
That seems
impossible. I think we've had this conversation.
It's possible. Yeah. Deja vu.
Well, we're not there yet, but we are coming up on episode of 300. So, I mean,
oh, geez.
Just natural thing. We're
That's
probably going to have
the
same
episode.
Conversation.
Fully interactive. You put on your VR headset at home and you can be here with us.
That'd be scary.
You can sample the monstrosity in the bowl.
Ugh.
Oh, man. That's a 4D experience right there.
Crunch mix and
shit
flavored Mountain Dew.
Your bowl is stained a weird color now forever. I'm sorry.
Wonderful. Great.
My bowels are also now stained a weird color forever.
Well, that was, they just did, just repainting the already stained walls in there. Bor, how about you?
Oh, man. Well, lately I've been playing Destiny 2.
Mm.
And that's been going good so far because it just released on PC pretty recently. But other than that, you actually introduced me to Nathan For You very recently, so
yeah.
I've been binging that, watching lots and lots of Nathan For You.
We should explain this to people then.
Yeah, it's a silly good show.
I was really surprised you hadn't heard of it before. Nathan Fielder is a guy who's very unassuming when you look at him, and he runs what is both one of the greatest prank shows of all time and also probably the best piece of reality television of all time.
Yeah.
Because he coaxes reactions from people in extremely elaborate and surreal ways. The premise is that he is a normal looking white guy business person who's going to help improve your business. But the ways he does it, really taking advantage of people's desperation.
It should be a crime.
Yeah. Some of the things he does should be criminal, yes.
Oh, for the Best Buy episode.
They go through really like elaborate and probably expensive things to like make them $20 extra or something.
Man,
like,
what's an episode we could totally spoil for somebody without
Best Buy episode.
Well, okay, I want to talk about one specific episode that was very interesting to me. I think it was maybe in the newest season. He was going to help out an importer exporter person. Did you see this one?
I'm a little behind on season 4. So.
Okay. So anyway, he went to help out this importer-exporter, and one of the problems that they had was getting things through customs, and some things have higher tariffs than others. But he was like, well, I've heard that you can reclassify certain items as other things so you can get lower tariffs. And I guess one of their clients had tons and tons of smoke detectors that they were trying to send to other countries. And I guess the tariff on that was extremely high. But instruments are extremely low. So,
I already see it.
Oh, God.
So his idea was to classify the smoke detector as an instrument. And so he went to talk to his judge friend to see if... what the legalities he would run into. And he was like, well, you're going to have a problem with that because nobody ever uses a smoke detector as, an instrument.
Oh,
and he was like, well, maybe if you had like a hit song or something that used a smoke detector in it, then you'd have a legitimate case. And he was like, so all I have to do is create a hit song with a smoke detector. No problem. So he puts together a band. And he gets all these band people like tried out, and like he forms a band with them. And then one of the guys, he's like, this guy is the most talented, so I'm going to take away his guitar and I'm going to give him a smoke detector. Oh, and so so Nathan writes a song for them to play, and then the lead singer also like writes a song, and then they picked the lead singer's song. And so what they did was they went into the studio and recorded it. One guy's just holding the smoke detector, hitting the test button for his part. And the funny thing is like while this was going on, they're like, oh yeah. And then we uploaded it. We started selling CDs, and then I looked on Spotify and the band is actually there, and you can listen to the song and it's got a smoke detector in it.
Of course. I mean, like the thing is, everything in the show is completely real, no matter how insane it seems. It's all totally real. And he's running some of the greatest social experiments of all time.
Yeah.
The manipulation game that he plays is at an advanced level. Probably some of the best episodes, if you just want to check out some random stuff. My number one is Ghost Realtor. Doink It is a close second. Dumb Starbucks. And the one where he creates an alternative coverall or all-weather jacket in replace of Taiga, and what is it, Summit Ice. He starts a new jacket company called Summit Ice because the Taiga company, the Taiga jacket company, which he was seen wearing throughout all of his shoots, he realized that they at one point praised the actions of a Holocaust denier. So
he created a different jacket.
So he created a jacket that would not only not say nice things about Holocaust deniers.
It was about Holocaust awareness.
Yeah. So you can go to like summitice.com or some similar URL, and you can actually buy one of Nathan Fielder's jackets.
How do they have time to do all this every episode? Jesus.
Well, the thing, I mean, there's been like 2 years between season 3 and 4. Like these things do take a long time. So, yeah.
Dump Starbucks is pretty great.
Yeah. I've only seen one episode, and I regret that I've only seen one episode.
Oh, man, yes. The Best Buy price comparison and also Pink's hot dogs, also good.
There's
episodes.
A part where they're like, if you can get one of these TVs, they're $1. And there's...
The Best Buy price match guarantee, yeah.
Yeah, but in the mom and pop store that he was running, some people people came up to buy these TVs and they're like, oh, there's a dress code. And they came back with tuxes, but then the room that had the TVs was at the end of a narrow corridor, and there was a giant fucking alley alligator in the front, and the only way into the corridor was through like a doggy door or something.
Yep.
Yeah, so nobody got it. And
you had to be wearing a tux.
And they did all of this so Best Buy would price match, so they could say a real store is selling TVs for a dollar. You have to price match. And then they went through the legalities of that. And then he got an inside story from Best Buy by setting up a goth dating site so he could get with one of their employees or something.
He actually set up
it was a Best Buy dating site.
It was a retail dating reality show.
And he met this like insane, like really nice girl and
trying
to get her
shit.
To snitch on Best Buy so he could like legally say they're not honoring price match and all
holy
this shit.
Holy shit. My head is spinning with just like the circles within circles
it's
within
insane.
Fucking like holy fucking
there
shit.
There was a whole episode that was him setting up a reality show just so he could get a date too.
Well, because there's these other, like Nathan is, I don't know who he is in real life, but anytime you see him, he's playing a character.
Yeah.
Like, And his character is he does all these crazy business things, which he's 100% serious about. He as a character is not actively manipulating people. He's a very sad, lonely person who's very introspective and very misguided.
Yeah, he's always asking if people want to hang out or go on dates.
there's an episode where he's installs a lie detector at an auto parts store so that you can have a guarantee they're giving you a fair
when you
price.
Get your so when you get your quote, you know that the mechanic is being truthful to you.
Were they actually letting people be hooked up to the machine? Yeah. And the mechanics were on board with this.
Well, they agree. They signed the waivers. They agreed to, you know, I'm
that's the most astonishing thing is the people that let him do this.
If you're not caught up, the newest one that I watched was he goes into a computer repair store, and of course people are always worried that they're going to look through your naughty pictures on your computer. So he sets up the first asexual only computer repair service. So your computer will only ever be touched by asexuals who don't want to look through your dirty pictures.
All right.
We can watch this where? Again?
It's on Comedy Central, but it's, what, man, where does one watch this? Probably anywhere you watch Comedy Central.
I mean, yeah, anywhere you watch Comedy Central. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the internet. It's one of the greatest television shows of recent history, as far as I'm concerned.
So that's what I've been doing.
It's a good activity. Well, I've been doing two weddings and a funeral. Lots of spontaneous traveling as a result. The one of the weddings hasn't happened yet. It's coming up. Nerdy Show's John Sebastian Laval and Crystal Casale, actually. But that hasn't happened. So I was up in Northern Virginia for a little bit. Then I was down in Fort Lauderdale for a little bit. And that's not really too much worth talking about. But in those two circumstances, those little bits of travel, I saw the film Suburbicon, which was extremely good. It's probably not going to be in theaters very long, so catch it if you can. Written by the Coen brothers and directed by George Clooney. It is a very dark, not quite a comedy at all, drama of a 1950s suburbia where white people are doing bad shit.
So like The Burbs. I've seen that movie. Is this a remake?
It's like The Burbs in the 1950s with worse stuff happening.
Okay.
It's really cool. If you're looking for a suspense thriller with some comedy in it, then go for it. There's Coen Brothers elements to it, but it's not very Coen Brothers because I guess Clooney is a pretty dark director. If you've seen his film Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, the Sam Rockwell movie about the guy who created the Gong Show, it's a lot like that.
And I have not.
If you haven't seen that movie, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind is great.
What other movies should we see?
Probably Thor Ragnarok, but we'll talk about that soon. I was in South Florida and a new barcade opened called the Glitch Bar, I think that's what it's called, or just Glitch Bar. And I want to give a shout out to that place because it is fan-fucking-tastic. I've been to a lot of arcades in my time. Some of them are too small. Some of them have shitty selections. Some of them are just restaurants dressed up as cool, authentic nerd hangouts, but are in fact just hopping pile of shit. Oh, downtown Orlando. I'm not going to name names, but it fucking sucks.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go form an opinion.
I think I got banned from it anyway.
for having contrary opinions. Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
But this place, Glitch Bar, is super authentic, super cool. With an impeccable selection of cabinets. They had Donkey Kong 3. Did they have
Bugs?
I love playing Donkey Kong 3 because you can shoot bug spray at Donkey Kong's ass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stanley the Bug Man.
Very mean. shooting poison in a monkey's anus.
They had some space shooters I'd never seen before. They got a four-player X-Men cabinet, the classic X-Men beat-em-up. They got a big like kind of couch room where you can just play classic console games. I played some Double Dash.
No, I've heard about this new bar. I think it's the one thing South Florida has now.
South Florida has plenty.
Miami's there, I guess. But I'm talking about everything north of Miami. It's kind of just strip malls and wing joints.
I mean, it was.
I mean, it still is.
The hurricane came through and took care of some of that.
Yep. All right.
I like South Florida. I like Hollywood. I like Fort Lauderdale.
Hollywood Boulevard. Boulevard.
I like the tiny, quaint town of Dania, where they have some high lie.
I like to spend money at the dog tracks down there.
Mm.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah, I like to
see them greyhounds race till they die. It's my favorite thing.
You love it.
Yeah. Rub their nose in the dirt. You should win me money.
Being a meanie gets you rock hard.
You just got to go up to Altamont for that. You don't have to go to South Florida.
That's true.
I also saw Roger Daltrey of The Who perform. Mark with a C and I drove down to South Florida while I was going to a wedding, but conveniently Mark and I needed to be down there anyway.
Oh, I thought you were watching Daltrey.
I don't know what that is.
Daltrey?
It's a guy.
Oh.
He's a rock band guy, I think.
Oh, well, Roger Daltrey.
I think he was on American Idol or something.
The lead singer of The Who was doing a very small Not Who tour, and Mark was like, this seems suspicious. I bet he's going to play some weird shit. And Mark's intuitions were 100% right. The tour was called A Quick One While Pete's Away. That's a in-joke for Who fans about Pete Townsend and the... in a song title. But he played a bunch of weird tracks that The Who never performed live.
Was it in a small, intimate venue?
It was in a small venue, but that small venue was at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino. So not so, so intimate.
I mean, I guess not a stadium. So
no. Yeah. And it was cool. And now let's talk about some stuff people actually care about, because Caps Travels are sometimes as nerdy as they could be.
There's something that people should care about. I learned that Boar is obsessed with Cheddars.
not even close to true. But.
Not the variety of cheese, it's 100% but the chain restaurant
loves
Cheddars.
The chain restaurant. One day we were like,
Brandon and I were hanging out yesterday, and apparently in him and Denica's minds, one time I recommended Cheddars to them.
No, you were like,
because they had never been there, and I was like, oh well, you should try it because it's one of the better of the, you know, like whatever you call TGI Fridays, the casual
sports
shit
bar
restaurants.
Chain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's like that, only slightly better. And apparently that was like a glowing review to them, and they think that it's my favorite place in the world.
For like 2 years, Denica and I have thought Cheddar's is like, Boar's been raving about it. And it was in the car yesterday, he's like, oh, like, it's all right. And Denica and I were like, what? That's your favorite restaurant. What are you talking about?
I don't think I ever would have told anyone that it was better than...
They were planning your birthday at Cheddar's and kind of be like,
we really
super
were.
Pumped about it.
The conversation that was in Denica
and then he thought I
was
being
like,
sarcastic about... Joe's Crab Shack. I really do like that place. And I was like, oh, I'm sad that Joe's Crab Shack over here closed down. And you're like, what? Are you joking? I'm like, no, I love Joe's Crab Shack.
Well, the conversation to Denica in my head back in the day was all like, have you guys been to Cheddar's? And we're like, no. And he's like, what? You've never been to Cheddar's? That's my favorite restaurant in the whole world. You've got to go there.
As we are an audio show, you're missing out on Brandon's frantic hand
flailing, waving arms.
I was going to comment on that, actually. It's very Kermit-like.
Anyway, that was my story on why Boar loves Cheddar's.
I remembered something that I did that was so recent, it just happened right before the recording, that I forgot about. The Returners were in town. Awesome video game cover band, The Returners. And they stopped over and were like, what do you want to do? And they're like, well, we're talking about playing Rock Band because we've never like played Rock Band as a rock band before.
Why does a band want to play a game about being a band?
Because sometimes you just want to clack around on plastic instruments, I guess.
Geez. And play songs that aren't the songs that you've had to train really hard to perform live.
Or play other instruments other than the instrument you play.
Did they
stage.
Have any Zeppelin on there?
No, Zeppelin's never licensed themselves.
I see what you did there.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun hanging out with the Returners and playing Rock Band 4. And then we tried to play Rock Band 3, but I didn't have my 360 set up for a very long time, so that was tricky. Just for the keys, for the keyboard, since Rock Band 4 doesn't support it because no one played it. But yeah,
it was really hard. That's why. It was like playing the real keyboard. That's,
I mean,
difficult.
Yeah, you could learn some genuine skills from doing that. I'm sure there's probably other, you know, other methods, but if you got a, you know, if you got Rock Band 3, why not? Anyway, that's that.
Are you going in for another?
No, the Crunch Mix nuts in here have expanded. They're absorbing most of the Mountain Dew.
Are they reaching critical mass?
They're reaching critical ass inside of me because I feel the diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
And it's coming up or down, whichever way it goes.
Hey, do you guys want to talk about Thor Ragnarok finally?
Every time he does it, I think of the It's Always Sunny episode with Nightman and Dayman.
That's
what it sounds
like. That's totally
like.
Different.
That sounds exactly the same.
That's... No, yeah, you're right. It's pretty similar.
Well,
who here has seen it?
Just you two.
Just me and Boar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you think about it, Boar? I'm going to ask you. What'd you think?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
It was my favorite Thor movie.
Too.
Let's not say
well,
a lot.
It's not. But it was good. It was consistently funny throughout pretty much the entire movie. It was basically a comedy.
I've heard it's basically Guardians, but with Thor and Hulk.
The jokes were funnier, I thought, in this than Guardians. At least Guardians 2 is funnier than Guardians 2. Well,
Guardians 2 was just Guardians over again.
Yeah. Sorry, I got the sniffles after eating all the Mountain Dew and corn nuts. It's really hurting my insides. No, Thor 2 was great.
You mean Thor 3?
Yeah, Thor 3 was great. Jeff Goldblum.
You can tell that they really did the, they're like, oh, like, you know, 80s stuff is really popular now and old soundtracks. Let's do that.
I mean, they only really played one song over and over again in the whole movie. And yeah. It was one song from that time period.
Which song was that? Was that the...
I don't know. I don't know. How does it go, Boar?
Which one?
The one.
Mm.
The one they play over and over.
I don't recall.
I hate you so much.
I do not recall.
I mean, I guess spoiler free, it was a really fun movie. You will see a lot of old characters. You're going to see some new characters. Jeff Goldblum. Chef Goldblum.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum was pretty great in that movie.
He's just playing himself, which is all I want.
How does it feel in terms of like its connective tissue to the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Because when last we saw Thor, it was in a very awkwardly in Avengers Age of Ultron.
Without spoiling it, it very much connects with other more than one part of the universe, the
mm-hmm,
MCU.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, especially all the scenes after the credits.
How many were there?
No, two.
Only two.
Like all the way after the credits?
One at the beginning and then one all the way at the end.
Okay. Because
mm-hmm. they do that now, so you watch all the credits, apparently. Although nobody is watching.
And Doctor Strange showed up.
I don't think
that's a spoiler.
Well, Thor showed up at the end of Doctor Strange. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That makes sense now.
You know, thanks. We saw that together.
Full circle. I don't remember ever hanging out with you, ever. I'm sorry. I kind of remember every time I look at you, I remember you. But when I look away, oh, there you are. I forget you every time I turn away. I'm sorry.
I do think Hulk, the Hulk
now
had
really
some of the funniest moments in that movie though.
Which
the
which,
Hulk.
Yeah. They're the Hulk itself, the character and Bruce Banner they had some really hilarious moments that are completely unassuming and you wouldn't expect at certain serious points in the movie. Basically every time you think there's a really serious point in the movie, something really funny happens that you didn't think was gonna happen.
Yeah, like I said, it's basically a comedy throughout the entire movie.
Does it feel forced or broken?
No.
Cool, that's awesome.
Maybe one joke, but you'll have to figure that one out on your own. I'll never tell.
Well, how about Stranger Things? I haven't had a chance to watch any of Stranger Things too.
I have watched all of it.
I have as well.
I was in the middle of episode 6 eating dinner when I got a call saying, hey, you're supposed to be at the Nerdy Show episode right now. And I was like, oh, shit, I forgot. I thought that was tomorrow. And then I ran over here. So I'm halfway into episode 6 of season 2.
I mean, we can't really do much more than give a verdict. How is it?
It's really good.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot compared to the first. Like, I don't know. A lot of people are comparing it to the first season, but I don't think that it's fair to even do that because so much.
Oh, interesting. That's a weird stance to have.
I don't know. Like, I think both are really good.
I mean, it's related.
I wouldn't want to pick one being better than the other because it feels like it's a continuation.
Yeah,
like it's just the same thing.
Yeah, you know, it's like if you want something to be different, why? It's a continuation.
It's
of
just
the story.
It's more of what was good before.
It is related to the first season in that there's not much strange happening, and then strange things happen, and then there's a conclusion. I'm sure I haven't gotten there.
No, it pretty much just takes place a year later, and it's just a continuation of what was going on, and I think it's awesome. Like it ramped up a little bit. I think the stakes were a little bit higher this time around, and
I would rewatch the I had to rewatch the last episode of the first season to remember a certain part, like at the beginning of season two that I completely forgot about.
Even though there's like a giant recap?
Yeah, because I didn't know that. And then I watched, I was like watching through it. And then at the end of the first season, I was like, oh, I didn't even remember that. And then they used that in the second season.
Yeah, like she stole the Eggos and you forgot of that.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I forgot she even liked those. I'm, you know, I'm really upset they didn't give her a catchphrase, which was Lego my Eggos. Like every time someone like she's bad or someone takes away her Eggos, she's like, hey, Lego my Eggos, and then just like breaks their skull. Blood everywhere.
They didn't pay the royalties for that, Brandon.
But they have Eggos in every scene. How did they not?
Complete with the logo.
I would love to see if Eleven's love for Eggos has actually jacked up the Eggo sales. That would be interesting.
It has for Halloween when people have boxes of Eggos with them. They have to buy them.
Do they leave the Eggos in there getting soft, or do you think they like
Why wouldn't they
empty the box?
I would leave them in there because if anyone wants an Eggo, you could just hand one out, and it would be great, like soggy Eggos. I just ate some fucking disgusting
you also
cereal
have
with Mountain
like
Dew, so.
A tendency to be gross. And so, yeah.
I am not gross. I'm currently having diarrhea in this seat.
Case in point.
It's very warm. Very warm, Trench. It's almost burning. All right. Well,
thank you.
I'll need to run home after this episode.
Folks,
these special moments brought to you by
you.
Nerdy Show's own Brandon Gerson.
I'm not even saying anything weird. I'm literally stating what is happening to me. That's all I'm doing. There is a burning sensation in my anus hole. It's very warm and it's very moist. And I think it's leaking and I'll deal with it later. That is all a fact. There's nothing funny there.
These precious moments are brought to you by you.
I think I had too much Mountain Dew.
Fine listeners of Nerdy Show. We're entirely listener supported. This and all the shows on the Nerdy Show Network. You can support us at patreon.com/nerdyshow where we have a ton of perks. All kinds of perks, including some outtakes from the new book club. You listen to the new book club, Brandon?
No.
Oh, you remember all those? We did a dramatic reading where we had all the soul scroll machines saying weird prayers.
Jesus, yeah.
I included that as some bonus content, so you can listen to those because I had to write a bunch of
that episode things. Was a year in the making.
Yeah,
well known fact, at least a year in the making.
Well, it's pretty known if you start the episode right.
It was like a before and after almost. What happened then? What happens then? Yeah.
We got all kinds of bonus content for you on our Patreon, and that's not even all of it. You can hang out with us once a month at a special hangout. You can hang out with us all the time on Facebook on the Nerdy Show Lounge. And
I mean, there's a new perk I'm adding right now where if you give like just a one time $100, just like instantly, Boar will eat an entire thing of Doritos Crunch Mix with an entire thing of Arctic Burst in the bowl.
Yeah, sure. If that's going directly to me,
if you want that to happen, I mean, I would prefer if you were doing something we'd give to Nerdy Show, not specifically to Boar. Frankly, he doesn't need the money.
Just buy all that stuff in bulk off of Amazon using our links.
But you can give a one-time donation at nerdyshow.com/support, and you can also support
if we get 10 of those $100 donations, then I'll do it. But it has to come directly to me.
You can also support us by shopping on Amazon at nerdyshow.com/Amazon. We have our affiliate links there. And anything you buy gives back to us. If you buy something cool, let us know. And
what if we buy something that's not cool and I don't want you
let
to
us
know?
Know.
All right. I'll still
if you buy some lettuce, let us know. And you can bookmark that link so it's the only link you use for Amazon, which is super great. And you'll never forget because you'll always be remembering.
I bought a lawnmower. Did it show up on there?
I don't know.
Oh, you decided on a lawnmower? Which kind you get? I'm really excited.
I bought one of those ones that doesn't have an engine.
Oh, you got a push mower?
Yeah,
I told you not
push
to
it
get
around
a push
and
mower.
Just, the blades spin.
Oh, you're in for some fun exercise.
Mm-hmm. I have a postage stamp sized lawn, so it'll be okay.
Just remove it.
Put rocks down.
Yes, put one rock down. I think you're good.
I was actually thinking about getting like a scythe, you know,
a Zen garden.
That's the original grass cutter.
Just reaving my yard.
I think a goat is the original grass cutter.
Oh, you could get a pygmy goat, dude. Get a pygmy goat. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm looking up if you can actually buy lettuce on Amazon. I really want to.
Of course
do this.
You can. You can buy Whole Foods products on Amazon, and certainly there's some Whole Foods lettuce.
But that's produce. That's not like boxed shit. Oh, you can buy iceberg lettuce, $25.98 for one head of lettuce. It's $25.98. It's only got 3 stars, so there's something wrong with this.
Hey, iceberg Brandon, lettuce. More like a whole paycheck, am I right?
I've never heard that before. Rage.
You can also, if you want to support Nerdy Show and look awesome while doing it, we sell t-shirts at nerdyshow.com/store. Brandon is wearing, as far as I know, the only in existence Iron Fish t-shirt. It's a goldfish that looks like Iron Fist. Do you get the joke? Anyway, you can be the other.
Do you get what I am saying?
Brandon might have the only shirt that we know of right now, but you could ruin that trend, take that mantle away from him, and also have one of these shirts.
It looks nice, too. You got a lot of compliments on that.
Can I just read the official questions and answers to the iceberg lettuce on Amazon?
Please do.
Okay, so one is this one head of lettuce? Yes, for $25.98. Two, how much crack cocaine does this lettuce come with? None that I know of. Amazon would not sell that. Three, does it come with an oral fixation? Answer, no. I don't know what an oral fixation has to do with lettuce. Is it a texture thing?
It's the texture. It obsesses me.
Anyway, one head of iceberg lettuce for $25. If you buy that, let us know. We'll get a small percentage of that for Nerdy Show.
Lettuce?
Yeah.
No.
Lettuce. Oh, God. I didn't even know I said that. It's just so natural. I'm a comedian.
Does a head of lettuce usually cost $25?
I usually get a shaft of lettuce.
Have you been to Whole Foods?
That price just seems ridiculous to me for a head of lettuce. Maybe I don't go grocery shopping enough for lettuce, but...
A shaft of lettuce. That's what
Do they come in shafts these days?
Romaine does come in a shaft. I mean, no one calls it that, but romaine does come in a shaft.
Can you buy a shaft and a head? Oh, man. Too radicchio. Okay.
Man, we're off the rails this time.
Yeah, the Mountain Dew is almost gone. It's reaching the bottom of the bowl. And everything is swelling.
It's going to like burn a hole through the table.
Yeah. To the center of the earth.
Hey, Matt, you're a community manager.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Discord. We never talk about it. What should people know?
Well, we need to put up a link to it so they can get to it.
Done. I did it. It's done. It's on the nerdyshow.com. Look at the top. You got eyes? Have a look. If you don't have eyes, use that thing that makes Windows talk to you.
You probably know about it. Get one of the new Braille.
You mean
monitors.
Alexa?
No.
I was hoping Brandon had like something on his phone that would make it go off.
Oh.
No, I've got nothing. Actually, why would you think that? I've been on iceberg lettuce for 10 minutes.
That actually reminds me that the accessibility options, apparently there's some sort of a loophole that if you still have Windows like 7 or 8 and you didn't upgrade to Windows 10 when you had a chance, if you need accessibility features, you can upgrade Windows to Windows 10 for free with your 7 or 8, but you have to like, there's a link, we can put the link in there. You just download a thing and then you can upgrade to Windows 10 without paying.
Except you need to have
you're supposed to use one of the accessibility features after you install it, but you know, whatever.
Interesting.
Taking advantage of
just in case you haven't upgraded and you need to, that public service announcement, you can still upgrade for free, but there's you just have to use this special thing and we'll include the link on our page.
This has been Finding Unethical Loopholes with Boy.
Hey, it's totally ethical.
Discord. I got sidetracked.
You just have to use one of those features.
So yeah, you just need to follow the link and then you will be there. There's a channel that you're gonna need
What is Discord?
Well, Discord is a mythical chaos beast in the My Little Pony universe. He's now Fluttershy's BFF, but that's a long story in the making.
It's a voice and text chat platform.
I hear all the kids are using it these days. Why?
Because it's basically you take the best of Skype and what was that shit called? TeamSpeak and Ventrilo, and it's just
What do you do on it?
Well, you can do everything that you did on Slack and or TeamSpeak and or Ventrilo and
or
it's
Google
all kind of mashed up into one thing, and it's pretty great.
Why should I use Discord?
Because you want to chat with other Nerdy Show fans and or hosts and or you want to just hang out with
You want to get with
people
the times.
And,
you want to get with them.
Yeah.
And you want to communicate while you're playing a game.
What if I want a tropical smash?
If you want a tropical smash, you better
go to your local 7-Eleven.
Get your lady or man friend and fly them out to Hawaii. And then you can tropical smash all night long, baby. Or you can go and get this Mountain Dew Game Fuel. Either way, you can get a tropical smash. So just trying to give you options.
Cool. Well, we do have a Discord. It's linked on nerdyshow.com, this episode's page, wherever. If you use Discord, check it out. If you don't use Discord, check it out. And hey, if you're like me, you'll find that it's kind of a learning curve, but apparently I'm...
You're kind of the exception and not the rule. If you've used basically any, you know, anything similar to Ventrilo or TeamSpeak, it just comes kind of natural.
Well, I'm not. So that's probably where the problem is. I like my boxes out in the living room, not in my office, but whatever.
Hashtag noob. Hashtag PC Master Race.
Is anyone still using Wilco for Team Chat?
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, I used it back
in the day. Roger Wilco?
Wilco,
I remember
band?
That.
When the first Rainbow Six game came out. That's what we were using.
Yeah, that's been obsolete for like a decade and a half.
Rainbow Six? Counter-Strike? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Sorry, anyway.
Someone wants to talk about BlizzCon. I see it in the notes. Who's talking about it?
Oh, man. I can talk about
it
a little bit.
I've only seen the stuff about WoW and only some of it. I haven't.
Well, we can talk about that. They announced a new World of Warcraft expansion.
Well, that's new. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm honestly shocked a new expansion of World of Warcraft would ever be made.
Yeah. And so this time, instead of announcing like a big, bad threat to Azeroth, they are just having faction wars. So it's just Alliance versus Horde.
You're telling me that it was never in the game before?
No, that's the whole focus this time. There's not
that. Well, there
isn't like PvP, and then you could do like Alliance versus Horde. Like,
I mean, they've always been set against each other, yes, but the focus hasn't really been set on that aspect of the game for a while.
Strangely enough, whenever they have a new like existential like world threat, the Alliance and the Horde typically band together in some sort of a loose fashion to fight against it.
Oh, so you're saying it's basically like the main threats are gone, they can get back to murdering each other senselessly.
Well, actually, now we're going straight into speculation because they haven't said anything about this, but some people have been talking about how it's possible that they're going to do a switch at some point in the middle of it and have the old gods be the focus, because they think that maybe old gods are coming back and they're sort of like manipulating the factions into fighting each other, so they become weaker. And
Boar, who are these old gods?
Well, we've killed a couple of them previously. There's Sithun and Yogg-Saron. And I think there's some other ones.
Spittoon and Yogurt's Run. Got it.
Yeah.
And Zug.
But, I mean, they're pretty Cthulhu-like in their behaviors, you know, kind of mind control-y. So it's a decent theory. There was a lot of speculation that was going to be the focus anyway. It was going to be old gods. But instead, we get Alliance versus Horde, which they're doing some pretty drastic things. The Alliance is taking over Undercity.
Yeah, that's this opening segment of this new expansion is going to be the Alliance is sieging Undercity.
No, that's to take back,
to take back Lordaeron. But it's looking, and
I don't know why they want it, to be honest, but whatever.
Well, it's looking like they're splitting Kalimdor to Horde, because before the expansion actually launches, Darnassus has been burned by the Horde.
Yep.
So it's completely just gone. So it's looking like they're splitting Kalimdor and the Eastern Kingdoms directly into the two factions.
This is a level of nerddom I have yet to reach on anything in my life. I'm lost. You're lost.
Very lost, yes.
Caldeum was burned.
You two never really got into World of Warcraft, did you?
I mean, I started in the Undercity with some sort of skeleton female who could do a sexy dance naked.
Basically.
And then got to 60.
Basically, each faction looks like they're losing a city, so it's sort of they're ramping up the Horde versus Alliance hatred.
Okay, that's fun. Yeah. I mean, that's a classic move that they've never really pulled before. So good.
Yeah. And then also, what else happened?
Overwatch.
StarCraft 2 is going free to play. Overwatch
is getting a new hero.
Is
right?
Getting a new hero.
Is it the Glampire.
That's a copyright. Lightning Dogs. Do not steal.
Where I saw that it was real.
Okay. I saw a concept art of something called Glam, I think was what it was, but
I think that's fake.
And I think Heroes of the Storm is getting Alexstrasza and Hanzo.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think that's.
I heard Briggs talking about that. I didn't. That's all the big announcements I only watched the World of Warcraft stuff. I didn't watch any of the rest of it.
Any Diablo news?
There was no Diablo news.
You got Necromancer
that I saw
a couple months ago. What more do you need?
Yeah, a couple months ago for a 10-year-old game. I'd like Diablo 4, please.
Their servers can't handle that yet.
Oh, God.
Well, Matt, last time you were on the show, you talked about the Megabots battle and how we didn't see it live, but only found out about it later. Now it's been out for a few weeks. We finally got to see Megabots fight Suidobashi. You know, I've got opinions, but why don't you've got the most personally invested in this? Why don't you share your feelings on this?
I think whelmed is basically sums it up. I'm glad we live in a world where giant robots have smashed each other in the face, and that's about it. Because it was kind of meh, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, all of the build up for what we got was kind of the payout wasn't really worth it, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very slow fight. I understand why they didn't want audiences there, because it would have been dull and mm-hmm. taken forever. It was in like some weird rounds.
Yeah, I watched part of it, and the action ranged from right at the beginning of the fight, one of the robots knocked the other one just clean over and ended the round. And then later on, they had to move the commentators because the robots were destroying things around them.
Well, see, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool, but I think it could be a lot cooler. But I don't think we're there technologically or budget-wise.
Yeah, I feel
it's
like
probably mostly budget.
Yeah, it's kind of the way, you know, it's basically echoing my feelings about VR, where it's like, you know, when we get the technology for it, it'll be great. But in the meantime, it's kind of...
When they drop $1 billion, like a billion on like one bot, then so I think it'll be worth it.
Because the thing of it was is that it started out, it didn't stream for us until 10 p.m. Here East Coast time, and I understand that was because of the time difference between the States and Japan.
And well, you didn't have to watch it live.
Well, you didn't have to, no, but you know, why wouldn't you?
Because and then you can fast forward through all the boring shit that they had in there. Holy crap.
The first 30 minutes,
that's how I watched
like
it, is I just hopped around and I was pre-game. Like, when are these robots punching each other?
The first 30 minutes of the broadcast were like profiles of the companies and the robots.
See,
and
the thing is they should have taken
it's basically
they
the
should
worst
have taken
parts.
Notes from BattleBots and yeah. just showed you almost nothing but the fighting, and then it would have been so much better.
And it also comes across as really scripted, so it kind of feels like we got giant robot WWE as opposed to like scaled up BattleBots.
Yeah, we really did need scaled up BattleBots. It would have been so much better.
They leaned so heavy on the commentators, and I was very like unimpressed by that.
They do that though in Japan a lot.
And the correspondent, mm-hmm. you know, leaning really heavily on her too.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a real shame.
Hey, your robot just got knocked over. How do you feel about that? Well, we spent a lot of time on this robot, and didn't want it to get knocked over. Like,
See, the problem with that sounds like they should have taken a cue from Iron Chef and had the guy come out at the beginning with a serious face and just eat an onion and just stare at him and like Hajime, and just like yell at you, and just every time like a robot falls, you would just yell at them. It'd be amazing. They need to just do that.
Go ahead, Ota. Yeah, he's got a bunch of squid ink here in his wok, and he's mixing it with some eel farts. All right, thanks. You heard it here first. Eel farts in the wok with squid ink.
I hear those
ink.
A tangy note.
Yeah. You're right. And he's going to be infusing that into some ice cream at the end, and we should have some squid ink and eel fart ice cream.
Oh, very exciting. So I've talked about Pickle and Peanut on Nerdy Show before. It's a cartoon on Disney XD.
About a pickle and a peanut.
Yeah, and they're bros. They're bros together. It's got a little bit of a regular show flavor in terms of kind of slice of life slacker comedy, but it takes it to a way more Ren and Stimpy extreme in a lot of cases.
You'd think the flavor would be just like salty and kind of like a dill brine.
It's a vinegar.
I mean, it looks like a dill brine. It's a dill. But This show is great. If you haven't checked it out, you really should. I mention it now because season two has just recently started and they've been playing a ton of episodes, like a lot, like some huge, like I kind of like one of those, I don't know, like a Steven Bomb, but for Pickling Peanut. And man, there has been just some wacky shit right off the bat, including the return of 90s Adventure Bear, voiced by Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay. That's amazing.
90s Adventure Bear, who's a parody of every Disney afternoon cartoon. Mm-hmm. And a amazing G.I. Joe parody of Friend Force. Yeah.
And yeah, what's
that's
what's my
honestly
favorite?
The most into Pickle and Peanut I've been was that episode we saw right before.
What were their enemies? The night screamer? What was it?
Night Rage?
The Night Rage.
Night Rage!
It's great.
It was great. It was really good. Ski pole.
Cockpit.
These are names.
Periscope.
Catnap. Yeah. Yeah, just regular G.I. Joe people being cool. And an incredible Downton Abbey parody.
Yeah, I saw 30 seconds of it and it was, I want an actual full season of that parody.
It's live action. They have these live action Downton Abbey parodies in this poorly drawn cartoon.
And if you've never seen Downton Abbey, it's amazing. Amazing show, go see it.
But one thing I want to highlight is there's just an incredible premise that they did that blew my mind. So it's a Castaway episode. You know, everybody's kind of got like Castaway episodes. Everybody's sort of done it at
like
one point in time.
Tom Hanks movie.
Well, you know, like the premise of people being stranded on an island and surviving. Sure, whatever. It happens a lot in fiction and media, but never like this. Pickle and Peanut fall asleep while driving and crash their van, and wake up in a plot of land. An island, if you will, surrounded by highways. Just one of those chunks of turf.
So
surrounded
it's one
by
of the islands in the middle of like I-4 or just any on ramp.
Yeah,
you just swirl around. And there's no way to get there or get off of it.
They're stuck there. they're stuck there, and they have to survive. And it is incredible. Like it is such a good Castaway episode and such a weird premise because there they are. Like surrounded by all these fumes and all these cars that won't stop for anything, and they've got all this like disgusting debris, like plastic bags with rotting sandwiches in them and like random car parts. It's so good.
Is this on Disney XD?
Disney XD, yeah. So if you can check out Pickle and Peanut, it is a wonderful show. I think it's one of the best comedies on television right now. I really do.
I mean, I'm trying to think of a better one, but I'm broken. I can't think. So.
What about the crazy business dude who goes
through
Nathan
elaborate... Yeah, Nathan For You. That's a good show.
That too is a great comedy. It is a comedy for sure, but it's not a scripted comedy. It's
Comedy
a...
Bang Bang. Bor would agree is one of the best comedic shows.
Don't like it?
I tried to show him one episode and it was just the opening. Just he lost it.
Yeah, I was not impressed.
They're not a television show anymore. Right?
I just watch it on Netflix.
I'm under the impression they've wrapped.
It's a web
show. It's a podcast.
I still watch it, and Kid Cudi's on it, and Kid Cudi's great. I haven't even gotten to Weird Al yet. I don't even know when he comes in.
The season after Kid Cudi.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Haven't gotten there.
Colin and I are seeing Weird Al in April.
This is the intimate small setting, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so diehard Weird Al fans attach themselves very strongly to Weird Al's originals, which are generally like style parodies, but like songs like Dare to Be Stupid, which is, you know, famously superseded its qualities of being a Devo parody to this extent that like, you know,
to the extent that Devo actually likes it better than their original song.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, it's not a parody. It's just a stylistic appropriation. And he's done so many of these over the years and he doesn't tend to play a lot of them because that's not where the money is. The money's always, the attention is always on the parodies. But fans love this shit. So he's doing a tour, and this is off the top of my head. I believe it's called Weird Al's Ill-Advised Vanity Tour, and he's touring only to small settings. There's no videos. There's no costume changes, but it's a different set list every night, and it is all the weird stuff.
Huh.
What is the weird stuff mean? Like Harvey the Wonder Hamster?
Yeah.
Come over here and I'll show you, Brandon.
Wow. I was hoping you'd say that like, all night.
Like Albuquerque, like the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota, like hardware store. Classics.
Spatula City?
Spatula City.
I don't think that's a song, though.
No, it's not. But song, you know, tracks from the UHF soundtrack that, like, the Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota that, you know, I don't know if he's ever performed that live. Probably never. Or Talk Soup, his Talking Heads style parody. Or
What about Gangster Paradise?
Just performing the Coolio song, Gangster Paradise?
Amish Paradise, that one.
He's not stopped performing that since Bad Hair Day.
What about Foil?
I think he did that in his last tour.
Oh, what about Eat It?
Here's the thing, he might perform some parodies.
Like a surgeon?
But not.
They're all acoustic, though, when he plays it. He's going to play acoustic versions.
But he might perform the weird ones. I'm really hoping for King of Suede, his parody of the Police's King of Pain. Just about a man who sells suede.
Okay, I've got the name of the tour. It's the ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour.
Yes, yeah, that's it. I knew I was missing parts. And Emo Phillips is opening.
What?
I would see it just for that.
Emo Phillips.
I don't know what that is.
That's just grape.
He's the comedian who talks like this. He's a voice in Adventure Time.
Have you seen any of
the
Grables?
He's the one who tells all the Grables.
Any of the Grables episodes? Yeah. He's a comedian besides that.
He's a famous comedian.
I had no idea. I would know him for the Grables, but that's about it.
Have you ever seen UHF?
No.
Oh, wow. You should check out
UHF. Wait, was he in that?
Really?
Yeah. He's.
I didn't know Emo Phillips was in that. I can't remember
that
far back.
He gets interviewed by Al's character. He's like a shop teacher, and he accidentally cuts off his finger. He's like, oh, just call me Mr. Butterfingers.
I remember that now. Shit, I didn't even think that he was in that.
I think he was already missing a thumb, too, before he cuts off the other one.
I always do this. It's going to be incredible. Colin and I are so excited. I mean, like, we saw Weird Al together back on his Running with Scissors tour, and we recorded a music video for his Nine Inch Nails style parody Germs years and years ago, which I believe is on YouTube, and I'll link to it on this episode's page. I mean, back when we were fucking children, and like,
whoa, you shouldn't do that. Nobody should do that.
Most people aren't.
That gets
children.
You on a list, at least one.
Mm. We were children. There we go. That.
I'm laughing now because I wasn't paying it. I just got it. You guys, dirty.
So this is made for us, and we're happy that we're not the only people out here who want this. I heard, a little bird told me, that this actually stemmed from a concert that happened at MegaCon, the local major nerd convention here. Weird Al was playing a very small set at the 501st party, that's the Stormtroopers, and it was organized by a woman named Melanie, so he played his classic old school Al track, Melanie, as a joke, which he'd never performed, and it went over really well. Like, people were underwhelmed.
And he was like, oh, I need to do more of the tracks that I never play.
Yeah, I mean, which he could have asked any of us, and we would have told him. I mean, he's been on Nerdy Show several times, and I've been like, hey, you ever want to do, like, other stuff? And he always, like, he shrugs it off, because, you know, oh, no, I'm Weird Al. I gotta, you know, do my Weird Al thing. But no, he's rolling the deep cuts finally, probably the only time in the world. So he's not coming to Florida at all. But hey,
Where are you guys going to see him?
Going to see him in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Jesus. I mean, what better place to see him?
Why there, of all places?
Because Colin lives in Nashville.
Jeez, Chattanooga.
So I'm flying up to see Colin in April, and then we're going over to Chattanooga.
Why isn't he playing in Nashville? Well, I guess he wants smaller venues, but Chattanooga?
I don't know. I have no idea. Why isn't he playing in Florida, where, you know, there's an extreme high-density nerd population?
Because nobody wants to come to Florida. We do some weird shit here.
That's where he.
That's all I'm saying.
That's where he performed the song that potentially inspired this whole tour.
Mm.
I digress. Anyway, if you're gonna be in Chattanooga for the Weird Al show, let us know and we'll hang out before or after.
No.
Oh, that's so good.
Because of the lettuce. Or
I hate you. Can bring a shaft of lettuce.
Bring it. You know what? If you're gonna see them in Chattanooga, bring a head of lettuce as a gesture.
Or a shaft.
Shaft. I think a shaft is more appropriate.
A shaft and a head.
Oh, please do that. Please visit us. I'm going to carry shafts of lettuce.
I'll bring the ranch.
I'm going to change the signs of my work to shafts of lettuce next time I'm there.
It's so good. All right. Well,
just don't let them find out it was you.
Oh, they never do.
We're going to call it here. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Nerdy Show. So since we talked about the Returners, let's play a song by the Returners. They are working on their second record right now. Unfortunately, we don't have anything from that to play, but stay tuned for that. So instead, here's something from their record, Immune to Silence. It is a little track from Echo the Dolphin. It's called Songs of Strange Creatures in the Sea.